Here we go again. Cover story.
Right?
Like, nobody's gonna be calling the cops for a tall looking kid. That's not happening.
To my virtual campfire. It's 2024, a new year. I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm here with the media analyst Terrell Rogers again, I think, for the fourth time. Is that right?
Yep.
So four times that we just want to keep talking about aliens. And I think this newest story with the aliens at the Miami Mall, I'm pretty intrigued by it. What about you, Terrell?
Yeah, this was very intriguing but alarming, because I've actually been talking to different people about this, and everybody I talked to didn't even know this thing happened, because I didn't even find out until like a few days later, because apparently only Google and TikTok were the only two trending.
Obviously, they were trying to cover it up because there were a lot of first-time accounts, and I listened to quite a few TikTok videos of people who were actually there, and I'm going to say they were traumatized in a way that I think you would be if you saw something that you didn't know how to explain.
Especially from a psychological standpoint, which I'm studying like this year. And if you go to their pages, you know, you could tell like a lot of them are not part of the UFO community, never had interest in them. And like if you go through most people's channels, and it's Miami, which is like a very highly club area, music area. So a lot of these people are rappers, club owners, restaurant owners, just regular working Miami citizens. And like, you know, when you go through their social media pages or like their TikToks, before the Miami incident, it's just regular videos. And then all of a sudden they have the Miami videos on their pages now. And it was like similar to what you said. A lot of these people come off traumatized, and there's no actors here. These people saw something that shook them up really badly because they didn't know what they were seeing. And it's basically given a lot of perspective on life, actually.
I think anytime you have an encounter with something unknown like that, it makes you question your reality. I'm going to share my screen. Let's watch one of these videos so that we kind of have some context. How's that sound?
Yeah, definitely. And we could break it down.
It's causing chaos.
So now people are posting online saying that police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall, shadowy aliens. Conspiracy theories are saying a big creature could be seen standing in front of the entrance to the shopping area, Bayside. Today, the phrases Miami Mall and aliens of Miami have been among the top 10 searches on Twitter's trending tab. Twitter, of course, now called X. And Google News even has several reports questioning the event.
So we reached out to the Miami Police Department. They issued a statement saying...
So what are your initial reactions to the mainstream media, to that particular report?
So when CBS aired it, I was really surprised, actually, because they didn't even hide the word alien. Like, they had, like, you know, question marks on it. So I've had so many theories about this situation. The 100 cops showed up to this mall, and the so-called official report is that it was a group of teenagers fighting. Now, I find that hard to believe, so you can probably fool a few people with that. Not in 2024, though. You're not gonna fool many people with that. You're not gonna tell me that you sent over 100 cops for teenagers fighting. Now, some may argue, but what about what happened in your hometown, New York City, Terrell? Oh no, that's a whole different story. And I've actually told people this in other conversations. There's a difference between that situation, what happened in Union Square, New York, compared to if hundreds of teenagers are fighting, yeah, you're sending SWATs and everything. That's exactly what happened here in New York City last year with that Union Square incident. But that was hundreds of teenagers. This situation in Miami was only like maybe 10 or 50 teenagers. That's nothing. You don't send 100 cops for like a 10 teenager
and
ball.
The incident in New York, was there a lot of like social media posts of the actual teenagers?
And that was the thing too. Like when the New York thing happened, all the news stations broke. Every news station broke live on television. So there was, see, that's the difference. It was not secretive. And so, whereas with Miami, I've only seen like one supposedly video of teenagers fighting, but you only see like two or four teenagers fighting. That's, you're not going to send 100 cops for something for that.
Yeah.
And then the video where CBS actually shows what appears to be a large, tall alien walking. And that was the part that had me, like, mind blown. Like, okay, CBS did not hide the video. Which yeah. makes sense because we've been disclosing. The U.S. government has been disclosing. So perhaps the media was given permission by the government to show that video. Because even the media was like, alien sighting. The police are saying it was a tall-looking kid. Okay, here we go again. Cover story. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's going to be calling the cops for a tall-looking kid. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Looking at the video, and, like, there's definitely some stuff I analyzed on the video, too, especially the CBS one. Like, you actually see one cop following the ET, and it appears mm-hmm. he's on a radio or his phone, even mm-hmm. though the view's from far away. But he's walking... parallel with the alien, so he's actually following it, and you see all the rest of them, they all have it cornered in that one area, so all the police have, like, the alien cornered, and then it's just the way they handled it, like,
it is
for them to say it was a teenage boy, and then the other cover story, it was a tall looking kid. Thousands of people, and it wasn't just hundreds, like, from what I'm hearing, it was actually thousands of phone calls about this, which is so even more interesting. You don't have thousands of people call about teenagers or a tall-looking kid, and then you running and fleeing from it. New updated videos of how the Miami Police choppers helicopters handled the situation. They was flashing lights on multiple rooftop buildings. If it's a teenage brawl, why are you flashing lights on all these rooftop buildings? And then you have people saying that the aliens or alien was seen on rooftops. And then there's also the conflict of when the incident actually happened. When I heard about the report, even though I was like a day or 2 days late, the report said New Year's Eve. If I go by my theory, it was New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, which is why it's like all nighttime and everything. Why New Year's Day? Whether it was New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, they picked like that particular day for that to happen, which if I was to theorize it, started a new year, see how humanity like reacts to their presence, which is sadly typical humans, not all of us though, but typical human reaction. They saw an ET, they freaked out, they didn't know what to do, started calling the police, went crazy wild. I heard there might have even been a military presence there.
You mentioned like the date. I think there's a lot to numbers, and one of the videos, I don't know who figured this out, but the reverse coordinates of the Miami Mall is actually the coordinates to somewhere in Antarctica.
Went to the mall, got the coordinates, flip-flopped the coordinates, put that in Google Earth, and just to see where it would take me, it took me to the center of Antarctica.
Pretty well known in the UFO community that that there are bases in Antarctica. So my... theory is that I think they were traveling into a new year, like into 2024. So, you know, it's new numbers. And I can only imagine that not every being is perfect. You know, people make mistakes. Maybe other beings make mistakes too. And they literally just flip-flop the numbers. You know, they're supposed to be going to the base in Antarctica, and then they find themselves at a mall and they're like, oh my God, we totally messed up, you know, and they're probably like, if you imagine making a mistake like that, like as a human, like you'd be like, oh crap, what are we going to do? You know, like this wasn't planned. Ah, and then everyone's saying, ah, you know, and like freaking out because it was just a mistake. So like, that's kind of what I think it was. I think it was a silly error. And I think the aliens and the humans both were caught off guard and, you know, no one really knew what to do. And so, just why not start 2024 with a, you know, silly mistake like that?
I think they intentionally chose New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, because that was like the start of New Year, like you said. This is just my theory. Mm-hmm. I think they actually were trying to make their presence known. And they really wanted to see how humans were going to react. I think that's what that was. They wanted to make their presence known, like, okay, do it a New Year bang. But then typical humans didn't handle that properly.
Yeah.
Freaked out. that has the aliens wondering, like, Okay, maybe that's why the aliens were shifting in and out. They were trying to debate whether to stay or to leave, to stay or to leave. There's been no reports. So this is where it gets interesting, Crystal. There's been no reports of hostility in this incident, whether from the humans or the aliens. So usually in some cases you have friendly ETs, and you got some cases, unfortunately, hostile ETs. So there's been no reports of hostiles from the ETs in this one. So this is why I think they might have done it intentional, and it might have been friendly too. Like they actually were trying to make a human interaction, human contact.
This is a group contact. You know, like a mall is a busy place. A lot of times these incidences happen in very remote places, places that are like off the beaten path where only a hand, like if you remembered it or not, only a handful of people would remember. But like this is something where either a mall or a stadium, like a full packed stadium, an intuition that when it finally becomes fully disclosed, they will show themselves at a big event, like a stadium or like a say like a Formula One race or somewhere where there's a large gathering of people and a lot of media. So that's what was interesting about this is it was a very public space that they entered into.
And the interesting space being like the city itself, Miami, because Miami, so this is something else too. Miami is not a UFO hotspot. So this was even more interesting because had you said something like, let's say Alaska, even New York, like London, Europe, there's a lot of hotspots in Europe, the Western United States. I mean, there's a few hotspots in New York State. New York City became a hotspot during the pandemic, but Miami is not a UFO hotspot. So this was like really big, like in just UFO media and just media itself, because the fact that even one reporter in Detroit, Fox Detroit, she even said it herself, like, there's no videos like what you mentioned of the teenagers fighting and all that stuff. Like, where are these videos? And then just the police reports itself makes it look like a cover up, because for them to say you send 100 cops, 100 car police cars, so it was probably more than 100 officers, because those officers filled those cars up. But what I found alarming was nobody in the New York media talked about it. Like people in Miami, Detroit, certain cities were talking about it. Nobody in the New York media talked about it.
Mentioned it to a few different people, and everyone had heard the story or heard of the story, maybe not details and stuff. It is interesting which media picked it up and which ones didn't. Again, it makes me feel like it is kind of a leak of some sort. You might be right about that. The other thing that I found really interesting was that video of the portal opening. And it aligns with like my own like visions of what I think a portal is. Like right when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's a portal. And then I was watching a show with my daughter on Netflix yesterday called Gnome Home. It's just an animated show, but they had portals in it that would open up and it literally looked exactly like this video. And I was like, ah, there's the Hollywood loophole again, showing us what it looks like in plain sight, but labeling it as entertainment, you know? So, is it okay if I show that video of that portal? I'm gonna go to where they show the portal. This
That
what
was
this
when
guy
it,
said was interesting as
that was,
well.
yeah, that was when that caught my interest, because he was very emotional. And when you go to his TikTok, it's just nothing but rap videos in it. There's different relations to UFOs. There it is, yeah.
So it says portal opens in public, right? And just watch this, bro. Just watch this. Look at this. And look at everybody run away. Look at, no wonder no one was filming anything. Look at this. Wait, this guy's filming.
What do you think about that portal?
Yeah, when I saw that the first time, because that's the one the media is not sharing. They're sharing CBS's video of the alien walking. They're not sharing the portal video. So this is where it gets like really interesting. Where is it just because they're not getting clearance to show the portal video or something else? And in Justice League, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, the portal opens. There's a planet and an army waiting on the other side. And it's a scary scene because the portal opens and Darkseid and a whole thousand armies are behind that portal getting ready to invade Earth. Avengers, same thing.
On
on your left. Put in some space, Chitauri army coming down, and then even Tony Stark, you know, it just like goes back to what you say about Hollywood. Tony Stark in Avengers 2, there's a scene where he says aliens are going to show up in the club one day.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, this stuff is scripted.
You talking about club people, not trying to be funny. Just being serious about this, because these are people, a lot of these people probably are not into UFOs and everything. You introducing aliens to club people. Wrong place, wrong time, ETs. Not a good location to do it at.
But maybe that's the whole point, is because that they're the ones maybe who like would be least likely to start like doing research or anything unless they actually had some contact experience. Because I think I know from my own reason for diving into the UFO loophole, it's like an endless thing. There's more questions than answers, and the questions just keep getting more and more, and the answers a little less and less. And so for me, it's a very intriguing topic, but it all stems from a contact experience I had. And if I hadn't had that and my own, you know, have that in my experience in life, I probably never would have dove down that rabbit hole. Maybe that's what it needs, is like more people to start diving in. Because when you dive in, it's real obvious, at least to me, it seems real obvious now that I've done all these deep dives. And, you know, when these new things happen, I'm always like, oh, okay, let's, you know, think about even, like you said, the correlation to the movies in Hollywood and how much those actually align with what's happening. It's like this whole thing is scripted.
I should correct myself on that when I say wrong place, wrong time, because it probably wasn't the wrong place, wrong time. Because if you really think about it, nobody's hiding their testimonies. Like, people are
exactly
being honest. Yeah, they're about like, it. And a lot of these people had nothing to do with UFO communities or like interest in UFOs and everything. A lot of these people have said that this situation gave them a whole new look on life. Like, are we alone in the universe? Which we know we're not alone. That's just a crazy thought to even think about. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, I don't believe these ETs were hostile, because there's no hostile reports in any of these. I actually believe these were friendly ETs that was trying to attempt to make some contact, and people freaked out. And that's the part I'm disappointed about. It's like, I'm not disappointed in the ETs making their presence known. I'm disappointed in the response that happened. Like, and you know, human imperfections, nobody's perfect. But for cops to see, I'm not them, so I'm not gonna go there, but it's just like, it just seemed like it wasn't handled properly from what I'm seeing. Like, if they did come with like hostility, the officers, then it's like, okay, yeah, I really don't think after all.
I don't think that the public safety issue was kids, but even though those officers knew that there was something happening there, and I think they knew it was something unknown, and that's why the big call out, because I heard it was like an all city call out, which rarely happens.
Sure. I know Congress is aware of the situation, because I've heard reports Congress had a meeting about this. I don't know if that was like official, because I know they was doing like another disclosure meeting, and I think from what I was hearing, the Miami thing was brought up in it, but I don't know if that's like official, but it's just the fact that not hundreds, but thousands of people made phone calls. All those thousands of people can be in the mall together. This was like a citywide thing. And I just thought it was really weird that this was not trending on Facebook. Was it trending on Twitter? Was it trending on Instagram? It was only trending on Google and TikTok.
Did it only trend on those two platforms because those two platforms are not censoring alien talk?
Some medias did show the video. CBS showed the alien. So like, they didn't hide it. It was like, you know, a lot of the news channels drew arrows pointing at the entity. Mm-hmm. There's no cover up in like the news media.
It didn't come across as a real serious report. It kind of came across as like, oh, we have this news fluff story out of Miami. You know what I mean? Like, they were like making jokes about it.
What's with the air quotes?
Because you'll see, they're clearing up this conspiracy theory. That's what they're calling
it. Can I ask Vito a question?
No.
Okay.
They're clearing up a conspiracy theory about a recent invasion.
Vito, he hears me though.
Mm-hmm. So this happened on New Year's Day. A large police presence caught on video. Now look at this. This was supposed to be for a fight in a mall.
Uh-huh.
Look at all of these police officers that showed up. This video posted online. Eventually it came out. Maybe it was due to an alien sighting. That's what people in the mall were saying.
It was more like, oh, hey, we'll get good ratings because we show this and let's laugh about it.
I think some, whether they was laughing or not, I think some of them were taken seriously. It's kind of like Dylan Dreyer, NBC. She's the only one on the Today Show. And that's just to be fair because of all the times I've watched in the past. When it comes to UFOs, she's the only one that takes it seriously. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like with the Detroit video. She joked about it, but she was serious, though. Mm-hmm. Like that. So there's some reporters that joke and serious, and then some are just, you know, straight serious. But like, then there's some that joke around that don't take it seriously. Same thing going back to the Fox Detroit. One co-host took it seriously. The other one didn't. They both joked, but one took it seriously. But I in a way, you got to add some humor because, you know, we're dealing with people that can't handle unknown. So sometimes you have to add humor. But at the same time, be serious about it, though, because if you're not being serious about it, then it's like, it's kind of like with the Phoenix Lights. That turned into humor, but then it's like you did the humor to cover it up. Mm-hmm. Having the governor come out in an alien costume and just...
So that we may all look upon the guilty party. Don't get him too close to me, please.
In the alien costume, the governor's chief of staff.
This one has me really confused and puzzled.
Well, it has me excited because I think we're just a few weeks into 2024 and already we've got kind of one of the most exciting alien stories that we've had in recent years, you know? And I like all the little details about it. I do like hearing the people that are, and I'm sorry they had to go through the trauma, but I do enjoy hearing it because that is a natural response that someone would have in my mind to an event like this. So I think that this is really promising in the way that it's opening up context about the alien community. It's making more people aware of it. And it happened in the first like couple days of 2024, you know? So like, it makes me think like, oh my gosh, by the end of this year, where are we going to be? Like, are people going to, you know, be more open to this subject? And because it's my favorite subject to talk about. I'll talk about lots of stuff, but if you want to talk about extraterrestrials, I gotcha.
Several eyewitnesses said that their phones, and these were people that didn't have their phones taken away. So this is where it gets a little scary. There was people who said that the next day they went to their phones and the videos were gone. Yeah. Okay. So you
did actually heard that. Yeah. And they said, the one guy said, he said, yeah, the police officers asked if they could have my phone so they could delete the videos that I took. And he said he let them do it because he knew that if he goes to recently deleted videos after they do it, it'll be there. Yeah. Well, when he went to the recently deleted videos, it wasn't even there. So either the police did that or extraterrestrials, but definitely there was censorship done at some level and manipulation of information at some level, whether it was from the human side or the ET side or maybe both. I don't know.
And it's interesting because there were some reports where it was from people who never handed their phones either. And the video still got deleted. This is where it gets really interesting because if videos are disappearing and some of those people didn't hand in their phones and the videos are like gone the next day, that's a whole level of, I don't want to say invasion of privacy, but
it's a whole more level of control than a lot of people don't realize they don't have control of. And I don't even know if it's the US government, maybe it's like the world government, you know, whatever that is. Or maybe it's the Galactic Federation. Maybe that's who's, you know, because they do say that when Steve Jobs had the vision of the iPhone, it could have been an extraterrestrial encounter. It could have been, there was some channeling going on. It could have been downloaded from the ETs to have these devices. Maybe it's, you know, the Galactic Federation, their way of electromagnetically monitoring us.
There's definitely some ET tech being developed in cell phones lately. Because the first commercial I saw was the lady running while filming her son in the soccer game. Like, she's running. And because, you know, when you run, it doesn't, like, catch, but now they have a cell phone where it's like, okay, it actually's catching it as if you're walking, but you're running and following. I'm like, I remember telling this to my family. I'm like, alien tech. They are not fooling me with this because I ain't no way that's human tech.
That's definitely some sort of AI, like technology. I think the Borgs, like cyborgs, are behind the AI technology, which kind of scares me because when I've interviewed people who know about alien races, the different places in the universe where aliens come from, I've always heard that the cyborgs are the scariest. So that does, you know, I think one thing that is very apparent is that there are some extraterrestrials that are benevolent and there are others that are not.
And that's actually interesting because Terminator and Star Trek, they actually both covered that before artificial intelligence got big with Terminator, which was the cyborgs, the Terminators themselves, aka Skynet, which started as a virus program, then affected artificial intelligence. Then there's Star Trek, the Borg, which is the most scariest of all villains of Star Trek, where they basically can adapt, resist weapons and everything, adaptation. So that's what Crystal is talking about, for those of you wondering, like that type of dangerous cyborgs, which I hope we do not run into that, because right now what we're seeing right now with AI is very alarming.
It's definitely something to be aware of, you know, and I think a lot of the things that are scripted in, like you said, Star Wars, like also before Hollywood in science fiction. I think that's the root of all of this is science fiction. They're to make us aware of like this could happen or this could be. But I still believe that we have the ability, and this is why disclosure is so important and why talking about it is so important, is that we have the ability to make sound and grounded decisions when we come in contact with beings that aren't what we're expecting. So in a way, telling us what's out there is helpful because then there just might be more more tools in our tool bag to respond to these extraterrestrials. Because I think humans like living on planet Earth. Like, I don't think we want to like have to move to another planet or something like that. You know, like I think Earth is a amazing place to be in this universe. And I wouldn't like to see certain alien races taking over planet Earth. I think it would be a sad day in the universe if that happened.
The portal one, I could go into that one. We don't have videos where we actually see them coming out the portals. Now, I don't know if that's because they had their footage taken away and the uploaders just don't want to mention that.
Certain things are hard to capture on video. How I see it is that a portal opens up, so it cuts through the space-time continuum, and you can quantumly move through when the space and time are gone, you can move through at a quantum level. So when that happens, when they move through the portal, you might not even visually, let alone capture it on video, be able to see the beings right as they're coming out because they're vibrating so, so high. So like imagine like something moving so fast that you don't see it. So it might almost seem like they just appear because you can't see the transportation part. It's just, it vibrates too high of a frequency for a video to capture. So I don't know if we would actually see that on video. Maybe a really high res cinema camera that can shoot 32K or something, you know, like something that's totally not what we carry around with us. Maybe something like that could capture it. But even at that, I think it would be really hard to get that on video.
Yeah. And then I'll explain why in a lot of the like eyewitness videos, the aliens are like shifting in and out of reality. Because that's what a lot of eyewitnesses were saying, that most of these aliens were shifting in and out.
So, a lot of encounters, people say they kind of materialize and you know, kind of fade in and out, like you would imagine like a glitch or something.
And also this opens up the conversation about cloaking technology, which countries have said they've like, you know, experimented with. This could have been a cloaking technology the aliens were using. They wanted to make their presence known, but then humans started panicking, so they're trying to like cloak in, cloak out, or trying to escape.
Yeah. That's what makes me think also that it's a little bit of a like the aliens made a mistake. I think it's a little bit of that, but I also think that I think that sightings are increasing. I think encounters are increasing. I actually think that the information that people receive while having an encounter is changing, because in the past, when people had encounters, a lot of times their memories weren't recovered until years later. And if that individual has to sometimes even go under like hypnosis or something to try to trigger the memories. So I feel like, our amnesia is getting thinner and thinner. The fact that these people are talking about it the day after it happened on camera to an audience, I think that says a lot, because in the past, those memories would have been wiped and people would remember it like 20 years later.
But then that's the difference too, because with the memory wipe situations, it's a small number of people. So it's like one person by himself or herself, or a group of 3, 4, 5, those soldiers said like they had a lot of their memories lost and they had to undergo hypnosis to like regain their memories. Same thing with abduction victims. They go through hypnosis to regain the memories. Mm-hmm. With Miami though, however, it's a citywide thing. So unless unless you're gonna pull a MIB flash and like basically what they did at MIB2, where they did it to the entire New York City, but I don't know how they would pull that off unless they have some technology we don't know about.
Well, no, I think they do have that technology, but that's what I think the shift is. I think that even though it was, say it was a mistake or not, maybe they intended to do it, regardless, they have the ability to wipe everyone's memory. I guarantee they do, because it's happened to me. Like I've seen that flash of light, and I know that was the point. That's the point where the memories just faded like nothing, and like a loss of time, you know? So I know that technology exists and they're choosing not to use it. So I'm just saying that's where I think there's been a shift in the extraterrestrials' communications with humans. You know, I think it was agreed upon a long time ago that they would communicate with our governments. But now, for some reason, maybe our governments are hiding things or not holding up their end of the deal. And I think now they're like, you know what, we're going to go to these other beings, to more of the masses of these other beings, and start directly communicating.
But then also too, like, could you mention like they have the technology to do it? So it's like, so why this particular situation? Like, let's say they chose not to use it. Mm-hmm. Is it because of the disclosure why they're not using it? They're like thinking like, okay, some of them understand the intelligence, so no, don't wipe the memory. Let people know. So is it because of that or something else?
Oh, maybe it's like the time is now, and maybe like some answers are going to come down the pipeline very soon with events that are going to unfold this year, that by the end of this year, I am going to say that people will be in a very different place than they were at the beginning of this year. Like, and I mean that in a spiritual sense, in a knowledge-based sense, in a AI type of way. Just, I think there's a lot happening in other dimensions that are pushing forward and finally affecting this dimension.
We talked about this on one of the podcasts. When President Biden supposedly shot down 4 UFOs, and you had brought up the argument that, you know, we never recovered them, which is still true to this very day. So we had this situation that happened in Miami. How we know it wasn't tied to that? Like, that could be a possibility. Like, ETs are like, because I had said that a while back, they will come for their for their belongings. In this case, shot down UFOs or whatever. Who's not to say what that's what that was? Like, oh yeah, we had a president who just wasn't thinking, shot down 4 UFOs. You didn't think ETs were gonna like eventually not show up for it? Like, I'm not saying that was a Miami incident. It might have been. They're starting to show up like really, really hot now, especially what's going on overseas, which has caused so many like conflicts in all countries, like what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Palestine. Possible nuclear fallout. And we know how extraterrestrials feel about nuclear weapons. They have shut down nuclear bases and everything. And I just find it really interesting how is happening while all that is happening. Like, it's getting hot.
It's getting hot. That's a really good way to put it, because it is. It's getting hot. And I'm looking forward to the next story.
I actually covered everything that I wanted to mention also. So, like, I was able to bring up everything I wanted to talk about.
As always, great to have you on the show, Terrell. And, thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was always great, as always.
I'm stoked about 2024. I think this is going to be a good year for ufology.